This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration on Sunday upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all of China's significant maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. The stern message from Secretary of State Antony Blinken came in a statement released ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claim around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. China has rejected that ruling. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida said Sunday they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said 90 deaths have now been confirmed in last month's collapse of the 12-story Surfside building that is up from 86 the day before. Among them are 71 bodies that have been identified and their families have been notified. Some 31 people remain missing. A U.S. citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II alleges that he was tortured in Jordanian detention and fears for his life. His U.S.-based lawyer said this on Sunday on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in the kingdom's ruling family. Along with the mistreatment allegation, the closed-door trial before Jordan State Security Court has been completely unfair, according